How's your off season?
It's going good. Renewed my vows last week, so I'm good.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
How long have you been married?
10 years. All right. Been married 10 years, been together 20.
All right.
Wow. You didn't get the same info as Tom did last year, last off season.
Nah, it's a little different. A little different.
Where'd you do that?
Louisiana. Mm-hmm. Hometown.
Did you have a lot of teammates go down?
We had a few. We had a handful. Some of the guys came down. Coach Mike Warsi came. Enjoyed himself.
He's always so happy.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Did you make him run?
Nah, I'll do that later. I won't make him run, though, because, you know, he got that bad hip. It might be something else, like, in the weight room.
Kevin, how does it feel to have the contract situation behind you and, you know, move it? Does it help you to kind of focus on everything now and just kind of start moving forward?
What a relief. Tell me. Try to balance that and try to get everything situated for renewing your vows? Whoa. I think my wife was more, upset than me. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, it's like when your mom and dad tells you that you can't do something, you understand later on what happens and what goes on, and then you just move on and it's all love again.
Mm-hmm. Does it seem possible this will be your 12th season here?
It seems that way. It looks like that on paper.
Yeah, I don't know. Does it feel that way?
At this point, you kind of tell. You kind of tell more and more as you get older. You have that stuff in the back of your head that's like, no, I'm not getting older, but at the same time, you know, it's getting there.
When you in the off-season program, are you guys doing the same stuff now that you did, I guess it would be 11 years ago? I mean, are things changed dramatically from when you first got here as far as the workouts and all that?
Well, I'm kind of old-fashioned. My mom always told me, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But we're in modern-day age, and you got to do something new. And now we're getting to some newer stuff, but at the same time, it's still, you know, old stuff implemented in there.
What's the biggest change, Kevin?
I think it's more so, you know, directing your what you're doing off season to strengthen guys that they need improvement on, and then that varies from different position to position and guy to guy.
Are you stronger or faster or anything than you were at the beginning of your career? With just
faster, definitely not. stronger, yeah, I think so. But I think the most important part is just being smarter as a football player on the field and off the field.
It's funny, you think about the arc of your career here in New England, 2000, you had some fumbling problems, and it seemed like you were close to the edge where they were going to say, okay, it's not working out. Do you use that knowledge to help counsel anybody else, or do you look at that as, look, I conquered a situation that I had here, and I've gone on to have 9 more very extreme.
Talking like that. the fumbling part, it wasn't really a process of me just beating myself over the head. It was a process of just being comfortable and knowing what I had to do as a football player, you know, to correct the problem. Did I correct it? The situation never came up to where I had to, you know, emphasize it again, just put it like that. But as far as correcting the problem, that problem is going to be there for everyone. It's just putting yourself in a situation. Covering the ball up when there's more than two guys around you. You're just doing little things at a certain time.
Is that a part that you're proud of in your career? That you went from that point where you must have beaten yourself up after some of those games where those things happened, and then you got over it. Some guys are going to get beaten down by it. And I'm thinking actually in Lawrence's case, you know, he's having a difficult time, I think, A, holding the ball, and B, having his confidence.
That's with anybody. Anything negative happens to you, confidence level is checked. Now it all depends on how strong of a mind you have, you know, to understand and put that confidence level to something that's going to make you work, that's going to motivate you to get better and motivate whatever that problem is you have to make that better.
What's the attitude been like the guys in the room during the offseason to get going, to get working and so on?
We didn't have a real good year last year. It was an up and down year, inconsistent. And I think one of the main focuses is coming to work every day. And I think the hard part as being young, because I was young before, is the fact of knowing that when you wake up in the morning, you don't want to be here, you got to go. When you finish with it, at the end of the day, you feel better. It helps you get better that day, and just move on, and you see the results in the season.
What were your thoughts on the McNabb trade? I'm just curious, as a guy who I know appreciates being able to be with the same team.
Bill's going to kill me for this. I'm not supposed to let my opinion go, but they've been criticizing the guy. He's a good friend of mine. They've been criticizing for a long time, and he's done nothing but good things for Philly. And a lot of fans, they don't appreciate it. But, you know, like he said, he believes that he's done a lot of great things there. He came up short a couple of years, But he enjoyed his time there. So if he's happy with it, I love it.
Where's your friendship? Where did that start with Donovan?
We all came out of 99 together.
Yeah, so, but I mean, he's a quarterback from Syracuse. You're a running back from LSU. How'd that connection happen?
As a draft class, you're always connected. When you're going to the combines, when you're working out, when you go to different workout group sessions that before the draft, you meet guys, you change numbers, you go visit guys, and that's how we got real close.
Kept in touch with him over his career.
Exactly.
So you see something like that, Kevin, and I know you appreciate it already, but does it help you appreciate your own situation just again that you're here?
Of course. Of course. It's just like I say that Keith Bullock told me about 3-4 years ago. He's like, man, it's a blessing that me and you have right now to be on the same team our whole career. And just to continue on going, it just makes you see how consistent your work ethic has been, as well as how consistent the team and organization has been.
Yeah, I did try 3-4 months to kind of put it in the rearview mirror, put it in perspective. But how disappointing was that playoff loss you guys were?
I think it's really showing right now in the offseason program with how we're trying to prepare for the season, how the guys are getting back. It was very disappointing. That wasn't Patriot-like at all, but it's football. Anything can happen. Great thing about it is you get to come back and try to do it again. So, there it is.
Got an event coming up? Softball again?
Right now,
no.
Just talking about it right now, it might be next month. I'll be able to let you know again. Like I said, I've been busy with the renewal, the vows and everything, and we actually will sit down and talk this afternoon about it and see if we can have enough time to
pull it off.
Mix it up. Cool. Hopefully I can, but if not, we'll do it again next year.
I'm just curious, when it comes to off-season training, you do a couple hours, I guess, in the morning, whatever. As you get more experienced in your career, are there other things you do during the day to keep your body cheering? Is there other things that just go into it besides running?
Of course, eating. Some guys do. It all depends on how you trained your body throughout your course of your career, throughout the course of your life. Some guys train twice a day. I don't think that's a good thing once you get older, but hey, it's what you think your body needs.
Thinking back to the draft, because we're getting up on it now, were you pissed that you weren't a first round pick?
Of course. Why wouldn't that be? You go on visits, you get told that you're a first round pick, your selection, get told by a couple of teams that, hey, we're going to draft you. We're going to draft you with our pick. Team I love the most, staying on the surface right now, told me we got 2 picks in the first round, we're going to take one of them. 2 picks came, never took. But it's like, it's like I said, it's like that marriage you have. You be mad one day and it's like, okay, forget that. Here's where I am, this is what I got to do. And that's what it was.
Do you remember that weekend? What that was like for you, where you were with your family?
Oh, of course. That's one. I don't remember too much, but there's one of them that I remember. I remember the phone calls. I remember, pretty much everywhere I was when I got the phone call. I was on a four-wheeler in the dirt, way out. Telephone card I had to come from.
Who called you?
Bobby.
Yeah.
Yep. Almost forgot.
So what would you tell guys that are going through this now this year, that are waiting to see when they're going to be called, their names? Like, what would be your advice to some of these college guys that are...
Do what you normally do during that. It's okay to watch the event, but don't just sit out there preparing and waiting for a phone call. You're going to be nerve-wracking that whole day. It's just the fact of just understanding that you can't do anything that day, because everything you've done so far to that point is what's going to get you drafted. So you can't do anything that day. So just be normal.
Everyone's got an opinion on Tim Tebow. I'm trying to make a question level for the quarterback.
He's a winner. That's all I got to say. He's a winner. So who doesn't want to win on their team? That's it.
Did you meet him when he came here?
No, I was out of town. I would have loved to. I'm a fan.
did he break some of your records?
Yes.
Yes, he broke records.
Yeah, but I think it was touchdowns or something. I'm not quite sure, but he did it.
Is that your ring? Is it your new vow renewal ring that I saw?
No, I've been having that one.
All right. Just checking.
She got a new one, though. she got an upgrade.
How many people were at the ceremony?
It was about 250.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We was expecting more, though. That was a great thing. Yeah, okay. We was expecting like 300, 350. Mm-hmm. But it was good. It was casual. Nice.
Did you guys have a big wedding the first time around, or was it? Okay.
Yeah.
This was in your hometown?
Yeah.
That's got to be pretty cool when...
Great thing is, like around the time of like doing the combine, recruiting for coaches, so none of the coaches could come, so it was off.
Just play.
That was supposed to be a joke.
No one covered it.
Yeah, you know how I am. Very low key.
No Us Weekly, no TMZ, no nothing.
No, I am very low key. It's like my kids say, Dad, we're not having Crips come to the house? Jeez. Know me by now, yeah.
All right.
Ah, no problem.
Thanks Kevin.
All right,
thank you.
On TMZ.
Y'all have a good day.